be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, in the first reading, we have one of the most significant scenes in the entire Old Testament, the dedication of the temple and all that that meant. Solomon, as you know, became king at 18. David, his father, who had wanted to build the temple, was prevented by God, who wanted to build a temple for David. But nevertheless, David amassed all of the materials necessary. Solomon needed to learn how to do his job. It took him 4 years to begin the temple, and then 7 years to build the outside, a few extra years to decorate it on the inside, till he was about 33 when the scene happened. So they brought up so much there, most especially the Ark of the Lord, containing within it the Ten Commandments. They had brought all the sacred vessels. They had slaughtered so many sheep and oxen that they couldn't even count anymore. They had decorated it incredibly on the inside with these extraordinary sculpted cherubim in the sanctuary underneath which they would place the ark. And all the people were there. But the most important aspect of what happened that day was God came. When the priests left the holy place, the sacred author tells us that the cloud filled the temple of the Lord. That same cloud by which God would accompany the Jews throughout the desert. The Shekinah, a sign not only of sort of something nebulous, but gloried. The cloud came as the external sign that God was there. Solomon said the Lord intends to dwell in the dark cloud. He had come there to the temple to dwell with his people. Pope Francis, 6 years ago on this day, preached, I think, one of his best daily mass homilies, in which he said, we always have to become aware of the presence of God, the theophany, just like happened at the dedication of the temple. God indeed comes. So often when we look at religion, we think about our search for God, and there's a part of that that's obviously true. The most important thing about the Christian faith is that God searches for us. He comes to meet us. Well, Francis is always talking about this experience of primariar, a word he made up in Spanish, to signify that when we go to meet God, we discover something amazing, that God has always been there waiting for us to come. God comes to meet us. He comes to meet us in his presence, and Pope Francis didn't miss the clear application that the same God who came to that temple comes each day to meet us in what that temple points to. In Jesus himself, in his body and blood, that new and everlasting temple which would be destroyed and rebuilt in 3 days. Now we have to be just as much in awe at the Lord's presence as Solomon and the Jews were when God came into that temple they had built as a cloud and dwelled there. Once we begin to become alert to the various theophanies by which God encounters us each day, we begin to change our behavior. Today in the Gospel, we see what happens when Jesus and the apostles disembark. Some recognize Jesus, and word quickly began to spread that Jesus was on their side of the Sea of Galilee. So they started scurrying about. What a beautiful meditation that would be, to see them running, to get everybody who was sick, everybody who was in need, and bring them to Jesus wherever he was. When he was in cities or villages or even in the middle of the fields, it was to him that they were taking all they loved, the people whom they knew were in need. And we see something incredible. Jesus wasn't parsimonious with his blessing. As often as anybody even touched his tassel, that person was cured. Recognizing that God is here, do we scurry about? First, do we scurry about in our prayer to try to bring as many people as we know are in need to him? Do we try to introduce as many people as possible to him? When, for example, the visitors come here, do we always show them where the boss is? Do we always take them to meet the Lord? Somebody's whole life can change that way. Fulton J. Sheen used to love to tell the stories of the people that he would invite over to his either office or residence, both of which had a chapel. As soon as they visited, no matter what they were there for, he would take them in to meet the Lord. And he got some of his great converts that way. So they just watched him kneel. They felt something different. And God took over. But when we recognize that God is truly present, our behavior changes. When we really love him, we want to take everyone we can into that presence. Today the church celebrates the feast of Saint Scholastica, and the saints are distinguished by the consequential realization of God's presence. They recognize that not only has God come to be with them, but that God has come to take up his abode within them. So they behave that way, and others are able to see something of God in them. As people used to say, for example, about St. John Vianney, that when they saw him, they saw Dieu dans un homme, God in a man. Not, of course, literalistically, but God was dwelling in that temple. And this is something that St. Scholastica recognized. In her poverty, she was rich because God was with her. In her obedience, she was just obeying the one who whispered on the inside. In her resplendent love, she was rejoicing in having been loved on the inside first. But to recognize God's presence was what distinguished her from her brother Benedict. She recognized God's presence in the world, what God's will was, even God's presence in another, better than he did. We always have a chance on the stage here to ponder one of my favorite scenes in hagiography, of that last night of, or was it actually her last night according to Gregory the Great? It was a few days, but her last visit with her brother when he wanted to get back to the monastery. Non posso pernotare fuori del monastero. I can't spend the night outside of the monastery, after she had asked him to continue their sacred conversations in the presence of the Lord. So she put her head on the table, prayed to the Lord, and out came in Italian, it's Oregano, the hurricane came on Monte Cassino, and he had no choice but to stay. Now they continued that sacred conversation in the presence of the Lord. St. Gregory the Great, even though he was a spiritual son of St. Benedict, said that the whole reason for this was that she loved the Lord more. Both Benedict and Scholastica recognized that they were in God's presence, that the other carried God within. But St. Scholastic had greater love and gratitude for that reality, and her insight was more consequential. Today, as we celebrate this Mass on a feast day, we recognize that we have the greatest theophany of all time here. More important than earthquakes and fires and hurricanes, the Lord comes to dwell within. His presence abides not only in us individually, but in the others. Our time with each other is so valuable. May St. Scholastica help us to allow this insight to have a similar consequence. Praise be Jesus Christ.